Hey, welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where three non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That was weirdly Ben and Kevin. I almost called you Arnold.
You don't even know his name?
I wanted to call you Hey Arnold.
I go by that as well.
Yeah, this is the first time I've seen you in the office. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, you all keep different hours.
We do. Well, Ben just said y'all keep different hours, but the person who introed us was Brian.
And we're here together to do what we do every week, which is solve life's problems with three cards out of the tarot in 30 minutes or less.
So you're still doing that part of it?
Sometimes it's over 30 minutes.
I guess.
But yeah, we try to keep it under 30 minutes.
30 minutes plus or minus.
But I mean, you're still doing like the whole tarot thing. That's stuck.
Yeah, that stuck.
We're still doing that.
Okay.
That is the medium in which we use to talk to ourselves for 30 minutes.
Mostly because then we'd have to change the title if we stopped doing it, and that would really mess with the algorithms and the SEO. So
we start from scratch. We just don't want to do that.
We don't want to build a new audience. We really just want to leverage the old audience for us, that you built for us.
The house that Brian built.
Right.
Kevin, what is it that we do here?
Well, we do a lot of things here, but we start off with a performance review. And that's when we look at an episode from 2 weeks ago and we see where we missed the boat. I don't know.
Right there.
Yeah. If we missed the boat.
It's driving away right now.
It's driving
away. Sailing away.
Yep. It's, you know, carrying all my luggage, but I didn't get on it.
You're just standing on the shore.
Waving.
Yeah. Your beautiful crush is on the boat waving goodbye to you. This is going to be your big weekend together.
Yep. And I missed the boat. So
as a performance review, as a piece of performance review, I'd just like to say that boat you're missing is probably your faith in the lulls. And it was your birthday cruise. And so it's sailing away without you.
Oh.
On blast. True.
So what Brian is referring to is 2 weeks ago, Kevin was certain no one would say happy birthday to him, and yet you were wrong.
Yeah, lots of people did. Not me. I didn't do it.
Well, there. You did. You told me today, which is fine.
Two weeks later.
It's only three. Yes, true.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I called in and I apologized right away. I should have known because Maggie's son's birthday is like 4 days before mine.
Of course.
So I should have remembered.
Which, as we all know.
Right.
Do we wish him a happy birthday?
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Maggie's son 2 weeks and 4 days ago. Or something like that.
Almost 3 weeks now.
We're getting sidetracked because we're still describing what it is that we do in this show. There's the performance review. After that, it's the meat and potatoes of the show. It's the part of the show where we have gotten a question from you, the lols, and then we answer it live, on air, with three tarot cards, which, in the order that we draw them, represent the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money back spiritualgoldguaranteed.com for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Book it.
That was not bad. I've been listening and reading them over the past 4 months, and that one was acceptable.
Brian, what do we do after that?
Then we tease the card of the week? No, we do the card of
the week.
We're
teasing it right now.
We're teasing it right now. Ha ha, card of the week.
That's what I think when I look at that, too.
And now we tease the outro. Haha, outro.
Is that still your favorite part of the show?
If
you say no, then you wanted to leave because of me.
Yeah, it is still my favorite part of the show.
Okay, good.
My favorite part of the show is the part after the outro, where we get little snippets that were on the cutting room floor that Ben was like, I'm going to pick that up and put it right back in here.
And I have learned since I've been here in the studio that those are scripted, and we spent 2 hours recording
today's
post-show's clips. It was very rigorous.
We had two hours for about 5 seconds of content.
That's what it is. That's what it takes. Have you ever like filmed a commercial before? They're like 30 seconds long, but it takes you 5 days to do it.
Yeah, that's showbiz, baby.
That exactly.
We record the meat of the show in real time.
And then the outro bit is like 2 hours.
That's what they come for.
That's what people are here for. Also, Brian, I will say that I don't know that the outro really is my favorite part of the show anymore, because in the past, after the outro, I left. And then I didn't think about the podcast again for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, after the outro, I have to look at the time code, which is like 40 minutes, and think, that it's going to take me an hour and a half to cut this episode down to size.
You're welcome.
I have to say that I really do enjoy not having to do the editing part of it.
Man, so do I.
It's like more responsibility that I didn't want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's what we do on this show. Those things. And at this point, we should say, obviously, that we have a special guest in studio.
Who?
Shira.
Shira.
Oh, I'm sorry. When is the part of the show when we talk about how much liquid we're intaking?
That was good. Kevin, you already finished the Red Bull.
I did. And my water bottle is actually in my friend's car. And my friend is in Japan. So I can't get to my water bottle for like 2 weeks.
Did your friend drive to Japan?
No. I mean, I guess I could go over to his house and get in the car somehow, but I don't want to break into his house and have the keys and stuff. Actually, somebody's probably watching his house. So like somebody probably has the keys. I should probably figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get your water by the end of this episode.
I've got this. I've had this much water.
Just normal chubby Nalgene.
Yeah, like 24 ounces so far today.
Good for you.
How about you, Brian?
I drink sparkling water most of the time. A coffee all of the time.
Sure.
But I have a Schnucks brand sparkling water. Schnucks is a local grocery store. They invented the pork steak, by the way.
They invented it?
Yeah, they invented the way that it's served. It's not served anywhere outside of Missouri.
Right.
Pork steaks. But yeah, Schnucks, someone there or James Schnuck or something, mm-hmm. they invented that type of. Yep.
All right.
Interesting.
So I do want to say, unrelated to anything else going on, I do just want to congratulate us on 3 years. This is Kevin helpfully reminded us that this is our 3-year anniversary.
Yeah. Congratulations, you two.
Thanks. And congratulations to you. We didn't plan anything for this. It just sort of happens to be this episode.
Yeah, and the reason I knew that is because I looked up Amateur Tarot on Apple iTunes.
Just to see how we were doing?
No, yes, but because somebody was like, oh, can you find this for me? And I'm like, it's super simple.
You just search Amateur Tarot in iTunes, and it shows up.
What I do is I search for Amateur Traveler, and then I just go one down, and there we are.
And there we are. It's not one down, it's like eight down, but they're like the top of the list.
And then you just listen to Amateur Traveler?
I love that show.
What have you learned? Why don't you regale us with a fact or two from Amateur Traveler?
Well, Amateur Traveler, they take people's advice questions and then they go to some other continent and they find out what those cultures would do to solve that problem.
Okay.
And then they give them like some comical advice and then they sign off and they're like, spoiler alert, privilege is real.
Sounds like a good show.
We should use that as like a cookie cutter for our show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. In the next 3 years, we'll do that.
Notes.
Also, nobody's commented on the fact that I look pretty. I think I look cool today.
Oh, I was thinking that while I was sitting here before, because you are growing a beard, which is awesome. And you're also wearing a hat, which is fine. But growing a beard, good idea.
Thanks.
Yeah, I actually did think that during the first episode that we were recording because it's kind of the aesthetic of this whole entire room that we are in this week with the plants around and the books and then also you looking like a professional podcaster right now.
I'm really embracing the professional podcaster.
Yeah, and actually as I'm looking around, this place with all the plants and the books and like the decorations from different cultures or whatever.
Spoiler alert.
This seems like the Amateur Traveler podcast. This seems like the room they would record that in.
That actually makes sense because, well, I think we probably need Julia on the show to be the Amateur Traveler because she's been to like every state except for like five and a bunch of different countries.
I have a confession to make, which is that like if you, Brian, were listening closely to the Amateur Traveler podcast, like maybe you thought the voices sounded familiar.
Yeah, but I just figure we all sound alike.
Yeah. It's me and Julia.
What?
Oh, come on.
That makes so much sense now.
Sorry, we have a more popular podcast and I'm kind of running out of time to really give this show that much attention. Should we get into the meat of the show?
I think so, yeah.
I think we're ready for it.
Let's go to Queerance Corner.
Bling.
Oh, wait. Was there the part where you do shadahi?
That was the performance review, which we got sidetracked during the performance review.
I mean, really, Brian was just sort of like throwing bombs, and that served as the performance review itself.
Everything.
No, it was great. We had a great conversation.
Yeah.
I also want to apologize again to the Laos and Maggie for not trusting that they would wish me a happy birthday. The only other thing that I wanted to mention in the performance review was that we have taken over North America, but we had already discussed that last week, so we don't actually NAFTA. Need to discuss that. NAFTA. Yeah.
We've taken over North America, except for parts of New England.
Queerin's Corner.
So this being our...
I just got a text from my mom, sorry. She sent me a picture of a watercolor painting that she's buying for my grandma's birthday.
Oh, cute. Was it a good picture?
Well, speaking of New England, it has a man and a woman. They're in hats. And then there's like a sailboat in the background.
I think your grandma would like that.
Yeah. It was made in 84.
So this is what you do with the show budget every week now?
Yeah.
He certainly isn't spending it on snacks for me.
That seems like a performance review.
This isn't some Silicon Valley startup where we just have free snacks and kombucha on tap and we're $1 million in debt and we're just like, we have investors despite the fact that we're making absolutely no revenue. With that said, we're going to get on to what we do best here, which is answer a question. And this week, we have a question from Angie. And Angie says, I just turned 18. What advice do you wish you could give 18-year-old you?
Any pre-advice?
Yes, I think my pre-advice is that for somebody that's turning an 18-year-old woman, the best thing to do is to ask 3 30-plus-year-old men what the advice is. I'm so glad we've been promised with this. Trusted.
Good point. That's good.
Any pre-advice from you, Brett?
I am closer to death than I am to when I was 18. But I guess the advice that I would give would be stop doing literally everything that you're doing and start doing something right. Just pick one thing and do it right for once, and possibly you won't be in the mess you're in today. Is that too Pollyanna? Is that too rose-colored glasses?
Yeah, a little bit. I think that seems unrealistic to expect.
Can I add mine?
Yeah, please.
Angie, if you are lucky enough and privileged enough to be going to higher education for the next 4 years, the one thing that I would have wished when I was 18 that I would have told myself was the only thing that you have to do for the next 4 years is go to class and pay attention, and they will give you a piece of paper that will tell you that you did so, and that's your only job. So don't neglect that.
So like my same advice.
Yes.
I think that reminded me of some pre-advice I would give, which is like take more math classes.
Definitely take more math classes. So we really don't have anything for Angie.
I think that was great pre-advice.
Okay, I agree.
You don't.
I know.
Take more math classes is good advice. Nobody wants to do it. Everybody ought to do it.
Wear sunscreen.
Good. That's great.
All right. Well,
I turned out perfect, so I don't have that much advice to give myself because I did everything right.
Yeah, it is pretty furious working next to Ben, where like my life is pretty much a shambles all the time, except for my new human baby. But then like Ben's life is just like, oh, I was walking down the street and I found a suitcase full of money. I turned it in because it was the right thing to do, and they gave me more money than was in the suitcase.
Yeah. All right, well, this week we have a treat because to answer this question, we're going to deviate a bit from our usual Rider-Waite deck. And this week we are going to use one of my favorite decks, the Robin Wood deck.
Oh, I know this deck.
For our 3-year anniversary. And I know that we don't do this anymore, but I'm going to hand this whole deck to Kevin. And Kevin, you're going to give this deck a rating.
Whoa. It's just so funny because my tarot experience is pretty much all Rider Waite.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this is just a blank canvas, but it's almost like I can't. It looks really cool from the first card, which is the Knight of Swords that I'm looking at. It almost looks like Keanu Reeves holding a sword. If I rate it 5, I can't go down from there. So I'm like, I don't want to, I'm hesitant to rate it 5, but let me just look.
Arbitrary and capricious. That is what the star ratings are. So you don't have to feel beholden to anything.
The Emperor looks like Sean Connery. There's the Fool. I mean, kind of looks like, kind of got a Harley Quinn aspect to her.
Yeah.
A bit, yeah.
Okay.
Now, we imagine that that is Robin.
And by imagine, that is canonical. Every card on here is a face of Robin.
A face of Robin?
Robin Wood. Of the Robin Wood Tarot.
Who's Robin Wood?
The artist that has incorporated themselves into every aspect of this deck. I'm surprised as you're going through this. There are so many men in this deck, and I've never seen a man in the Robin Wood deck before. It is only all Robin.
Huh. I do appreciate the magician, man. That guy parties for sure. Yeah. I don't really know what to do here with my hands, but I will say that it's a lot more illustrated. And so the colors are a lot. Ooh, the moon. Look at that little crawdad down there. He's just a little guy. He's a big guy on the Rider Waite one.
Because they got to show all 10 legs.
Robin did not care about that. Oh, Scotland. That's the Seven of Wands. Scotland. Yeah. There's a lot more colors, which is nice for me because I can like tell that they're whether they're a man or a woman, which is hard to do. Although I do kind of like the ambiguity of the Rider-Waite deck. Robin is not hiding anything on the Lover's card. Oh, man. Captain America. Captain America for the Ten of Cups.
It's like the first time Kevin's ever seen color TV.
I'm for it.
All right. That's a good rating. Yeah. I'm for it. I think that's Kevin's rating system. It's just I'm for it or I'm against it.
It's a 0 or a 1.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one gets a 1.
And that gets a 1. All right, I'll give it a quick earptick shuffle.
What did you rate that one?
Probably 5.
That's the deck. It is the 5-star deck of all 5-star decks.
One time Maggie posted like a quiz question of what my favorite deck was, and a lot of people answered Robin Wood. I guess the true answer is the Golden Universal deck, because that's the one I use in real life. But like Robin Wood was a solid answer by those people, because this is like my favorite in quotes deck. Well, here we go. Into the past. What advice would you give your 18-year-old self? / what advice do we have for Angie now that she's 18? Flip.
It's the Emperor, the Sean Connery of the deck. The Emperor is sitting on a marble-looking throne. Kind of has some clashing colors. He's wearing red leggings and a white gown, but then he has the purple cloak on, which is very regal, I might add. And the Emperor is holding a staff with that little pharaoh symbol on the top of it. He's got like the bugle over the top of it, and that's in the Fool card too, right? Like they're blowing that little trumpet, but it's almost like he took the Fool and was like, no man, that's mine now. It's a good card. I like the Sean Connery aspect. Do you agree that it looks like Sean Connery?
I can see that.
I can see it.
Okay.
I think that this Emperor definitely skipped leg day, though.
Yeah. He's got no calves.
Yeah, this Emperor looks kind of like a Muppet sitting on a wall, except like a big, beefy torso and then these little spindly legs.
And he's definitely got the man spread down, too. He just...
Well, that seems like classic Emperor right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's tarot spreading for sure. All right. Brian, you want to give us an interpretation?
Do you want to ask me when was the last time I read tarot cards?
Brian, when was the last time you read tarot cards?
About 4 months ago.
Oh, okay.
I used to have a show where I would do it weekly.
Okay.
And since then, I have fallen off a little bit.
Well, when you become CEO of a Silicon Valley startup, like us with making no revenue and yet somehow has all these investors.
Yeah. Well,
you get busy.
When you're the CEO, you don't do a lot of the click clacking on the keyboard anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. You have other fish to fry.
Yeah. I'm busy meeting investors and, you know, going off to boondoggles in Napa.
Yeah.
Sitting in the sauna.
Not this sauna, though. Ugh.
In ancient Rome, they used to do like business deals in the sauna because then you couldn't bring a weapon in.
Well, I, unlike y'all, I don't know how to play golf. So all my business deals are in the sauna.
Yeah.
Also because I'm afraid of weapons.
All right. So the emperor, I mean, this is an interesting card to get for the past because the emperor is all about, you know, having lived life and gotten to the top. This is the person, the king of kings. He has all of the masteries, whereas each king is a master of their own suit. The emperor is a master of all suits.
Look at this emperor's grip on the armrest of his throne.
Yeah, it's intense.
Oh yeah, he's got that. It's probably like he's holding in a fart or something.
That is also the joke that I was going to go
with. I wasn't going to go there,
Brian. That's okay, because I wasn't going to say it.
I went there.
This is why Brian's CEO.
I would almost look at that, the way that I would interpret it for now, like before seeing the other two cards, is that like you've mastered childhood?
That's literally the exact words that I was going to say, so keep going.
I was just going to say you've mastered childhood, that part, you know, you're the emperor of the childhood realm. You know, you've gotten to this point of 18. You're lucky to be there. You know what you were doing there. It'll be interesting to see the present card. Cause if it's the Fool, Brian will go crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what the present card is.
I feel like the Emperor card, there are other cards that surround this card in the deck. Mm-hmm. And so the Emperor is very much about being on top and being in command of the external world and the options that have been coming at you. You are on top of that. It doesn't speak to your inner life or your emotions, but it speaks to your situation. So you're on top situationally.
It's like riding a bike, Brian. You never forget. It comes back. The present. Flip. The Page of Swords.
Or as the Emperor would say, the Page of S-Words.
Swords. The Page of Swords is a woman in a field, like a grassy knoll. She's wearing a blue dress and holding a sword up to the sky. It's a cloudy sky, but there's an opening where the light is shining through and refracting off of the sword. She's smiling. She is definitely on her way towards something. You know, she's got the sword in her hand. She's exuberant. The hair is flowing out the back. Looks like she's got a little looking glass on her hip as well.
And this is a court card, so I'll go ahead and take it.
Sure. That's one of your specialties.
Yeah, it was always my strong suit. She does have a little telescope there. But I think that the Page of Swords in the present just kind of backs up what we saw from the Emperor. We have a person that is going boldly into their future, and it's swords, so it's about the mind. And I think this goes back to what Kevin was saying about school and about furthering your education. This is the beginning of the next stage in your growth as a person in society.
Perfect. The future. Flip.
It's the Fool.
Brian had a big silent reaction.
Yeah, it was big. And so the Fool in this deck.
This is the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
This is the final episode. We appreciate you all joining us every week for these three years.
Okay.
The end.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go on anymore. So I kind of teased the Fool earlier when I was looking at the deck. Fool. Yes, and
it's a callback.
And then I also teased the Fool when I said the Fool's going to come up now and Brian's going to go crazy about it, which he did. So this Fool is standing. It's very similar to the Fool in the Rider-Waite, but prettier, I think. is a good way to say that. So the Fool is in the jester costume, like that I said looked like Harley Quinn, playing the flute with the dog at her feet, looking out, you know, just new and ready to take on the world, just as full of hope.
Obviously, it is Robin.
Yeah, that's Robin. The Page that's of like Swords was Robin.
The regular Robin.
The Emperor was Robin with a beard.
Yeah, and a mustache that doesn't match the beard.
It makes it kind of cooler. It's like a lion's mane of hair with like a just a classic mustache.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the Fool.
Back to the Fool. Back to the Fool in the future. Going back to our question, it's like, what advice would you give yourself in the past? And, you know, forgive me if this is too much, but going back to our characters facing left and characters facing right dichotomy, where we have rightward facing characters are more like externally focused and leftward characters are more like introspective. And we have, like, in the present, Angie's racing into this new pursuit using her mind, like higher education or something like that. But then the fool, like, the picture of the Fool is somebody who's much older. It's somebody who's looking backwards, whereas the page was looking forwards. And I think that this person is like saying, keep an open mind in this time in your life and like be open to different opportunities. You have the distant past where you were the emperor and sort of a master and knew everything. But now that you're going into this new era and you're on this new pursuit, keep an open mind, take some risks, be open to what might happen on this new journey where you're sort of having a chance to start over and pursue things fresh.
Yeah, the Fool also is, it comes after the World. I mean, it's the Zero card, so it comes first, but it's
then it comes
cycle,
back around.
So it comes back around. And the Emperor kind of represents like the top of a hill. You've reached like some amount of mastery. And then you go into the Page of Swords, which is a beginner, and it's a beginner intellectually, for intellectual pursuits particularly. But then you also have the Fool, like you're at the plateau that you got to with the Emperor. You're jumping into this Page of Swords exploration of everything that goes along with that, and you've got the whole cycle ahead of you. You get to grow all over again.
There's nothing I can add to that. It's perfect.
Thank you very much, Angie. Good question. And now, card of the week.
So do we have a different deck for card of the week?
Yeah, Brian, it looks like you've brought us a deck for card of the week.
I did. I haven't been staying at my proper house lately, the attic, and so I don't have a lot of tarot cards with me. But I do carry one deck of tarot cards, and since I have the new baby that you all know about, we spend a lot of time doing tummy time and a lot of time doing tub time.
Okay.
And there's only one deck of cards that is good for both of those.
The bathtub cards.
Yeah, the Golden Thread. The Golden Thread is printed on plastic, and Ben insists that people take my copy of the Golden Thread into their tubs. So that's what we've done.
Tarot in the tub.
Wait, have you really taken these into a tub before?
I'm not an animal.
These are awesome. It's like a black back, and then there's the gold leaf print on it. And as the people that have been listening to, whoa, the Ace of Cups is intense. That looks like some, I'm not even going to go there, but it's intense.
I see what you're about to say, and I don't disagree.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit bad.
Wow. Anyway, everybody knows that I like simple cards. And these are inherently simple, just with the two tones. And there's not a lot of extra work that needs to go in to get the point of the card across. So these are definitely all right by me. So there is scales to my to my things, you know? Like, I'm more confident that I like these cards than I was with the Robin Wood deck.
So this one got an all right by me rating.
All right by me.
What was the first one? Wasn't that one all right by you also?
I've already forgotten.
I can't remember what I said. It said something like,
you'll keep it or something.
I'll allow it.
Yeah.
They'll get us on a performance review, right?
Yeah.
What do you... So every week when I do actually listen to the show, not like I pretended earlier not to listen to the show.
Right.
What do you call the shuffle on air?
Yerptix shuffle.
What does that mean?
Well, instead of like a shuffle for optics, we're doing it for earptics. So like, okay. You know that we shuffle.
Great. That was the definition I've always gone for, but I listened to it on 2x speed. So I'm just like, I don't know what that word is.
Do our jokes hit? I mean, I've never listened on 2x speed. Do our jokes hit really hard on 2x speed? Because I think they hit harder on 1.5x speed than 1 speed.
Yeah, I actually listened on 1.7 speed. I was just kind of snopesing it there.
Okay.
But 1.7 speed, everybody always sounds good. And when I listen to things on 1x speed, everyone sounds drunk and tired.
Well, it's because you're getting used to the 1.7 speed. It's not because we're drunk and tired.
Right. And that's every podcast I listen to.
Okay.
Whenever my podcast app resets or whatever, that doesn't matter. 1.7, the jokes hit super hard.
That's great.
Did you get thrown off the time that I talked really fast to throw people off that listen to 1.5 speed? Or did you not listen to that episode?
I listen to every episode, but I do not remember that particular instance.
So I guess you didn't get thrown off. That's fine. Well, it's just one time where I talk really fast and then you can't understand what I'm saying. And then people are like, whoa, what do you say?
All right. Well, we've done the earptic shuffle. You heard it. And now it's time for card of the week.
Oh, I don't draw the card of the week, Brian, but you can.
I also don't draw the card of the week.
I guess it falls to me then.
I mean, I guess I can. There's no book for me to read from.
No, but Kevin's got a book to read from.
Okay. But Ben draws it. Hands it and says what it is. And then
I can say for a fact that the Golden Thread has never been the card of the week deck.
Okay.
Because there's not a book that goes along with the Golden Thread.
Okay, good point. All right.
But there is an app that goes along with the Golden Thread.
Ooh, let's do that. And I will draw it. Flip. The Tower.
Okay, last podcast episode. For sure.
So...
You got to describe it.
So I'll describe it. The Tower, it looks really pretty on this, I will say. So it's the tower in the middle with lightning and rough weather below. And then there's an eye above that looks like the Eye of Sauron. Isn't that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Eye of Sauron above, which I know that the Eye of Sauron is not a good thing. So
I always say the Eye of Sauron.
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 That's good, too.
That's what I say.
Okay.
Somebody will performance review us for sure.
Wait, on the app, it looks cool because it's blue. So three colors might be the limit.
Okay.
Yeah, that looks really cool.
Who did we decide was reading?
You are.
Oh, okay.
That's your role.
All right. Keywords, real keywords. Sudden upheaval, pride, disaster.
Mm.
Wait, who's this for?
Everyone.
It's card of the week.
It's for the roofers. And you just got to unplug your headphones and put it on blast while obeying local laws.
Take a shower.
Yes. It's for lost and found laws, which we have very conveniently put into just two buckets so that we don't have to keep on describing a lot of things.
Yeah, like dog walkers, lawnmowers, your friend at the convenience store at the bodega cat.
Ooh, the bodega cat.
Do you still have to mention, like, lichen?
Lichen, and aliens, who will hear this in 10,000 years.
Yeah. Do non-human animals fall under law or lost law categories?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, there are some cats in the Facebook group who are found laws.
Fair. Okay.
Letty's cat.
Yep. Found law.
Shira is a found law.
Yep. Shira's a part of the show.
True.
I don't know where she is right now.
Yeah. Shira is a non-mystical host.
All right, Brian. Continue. All right.
Keywords, sudden upheaval, pride, disaster. Inevitable destruction and the breakdown, this is poorly written. Inevitable destruction and the breakdown, something in our lives which we consider foundational. Reminiscent of the Tower of Babel. Babel? How do you
Babel.
Say it?
Babel.
Which was built upon far-reaching human ambition, creating an artificial comfort in our lives. But there's always an upside. When the tower levels, not only do we uncover our own hidden resilience, but we can also rebuild anew with greater inner insight.
So this week, maybe not the best.
Yeah, brace yourself.
Yeah, brace yourself. But there's an upside.
Yeah, I feel like that upside was saying what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah.
Which is patently false.
Not all the time. I mean,
as a blanket statement, it is false.
True.
True. Just because I don't die when a car hits me, I did not get stronger. I got much weaker. A car didn't hit me.
Yeah, but then when they graft like an adamantine skeleton inside of you, you get a lot stronger.
That is what made me stronger.
I guess you didn't need the car accident to get there.
This is all true.
They could have done it before.
Yeah.
You could just do the things to make me stronger.
Today? But then insurance wouldn't cover it. okay, so that was the card of the week for this week. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. Happy 3 years.
Here we are.
What episode, lols out there, what episode did you start listening on? That's what I want to know.
Okay.
I'm in the Facebook group. Mm-hmm. I'll take my answer off the air.
Sounds good.
Well, we're here in the outro, my once favorite part of the show.
Did we leave Card of the Week?
Yeah. You didn't hear the music?
No. Sorry. Oh. I was busy.
You were too busy.
It's been a long time since I've been in front of a mic.
Yeah. So.
Can you tell?
Hot mic.
This is the end of the show. So thank you very much to Angie for your question.
Thanks to the Lols.
Lost and found.
But let's have a moment of silence for the Lost Lols.
Even when I edited this, I put a moment of silence in there. But it's only recently that I turned off trim silence on my podcast app. For some reason, I thought, man, I always thought, oh, that's such a quick moment of silence. I should make it longer. But it was just because I trim silence. And so it would be like moment of silence for Lost Lols. And next.
Very disrespectful.
Yeah, right?
Well, it is funny, too, because we do the moment of silence in studio. Mm-hmm. But you could just edit in a moment of silence.
That would be very disrespectful.
I think so.
You're right.
You can find us online. We have a website.
That website is amateurtarot.com. On amateurtarot.com, you can ask us questions that we can read next week or the week after that. Unless two or more of you submit things, then it might get a little dicey.
But do it.
But still try. See how many we can load up with so we don't have to ask for questions for a while.
Yeah, break the system.
All right, we also have a phone number, 314-325-6047. Did you see, Brian, how I was saying that while I was looking at you?
Yeah, I wasn't looking at you, but I knew. I could tell that you were aiming your voice at me.
Yeah.
I was looking at you, looking at him, and I felt kind of sad because normally you look at me when you say it.
It's 314-325-6047.
Thank you for looking at me while you said that.
You're welcome.
That time I was also not looking at Ben. I was looking at Kevin's smiling face.
That's a phone number. Call it, text it, whatever. Let us know you're out there. Leave us a question there. It's maybe easier than going to the website. I don't know. If you've got a restricted data plan like I do, then it's better to do that, you know? Because I pay for the data that I use, so I try not to use that much data.
Brian, what's the Facebook group?
That is Facebook /group/ Amateur Tarot. And that is a group where people go in and they used to talk about Harry Potter a lot. Now they talk about tarot and stuff.
And so, aliens.
Yeah,
and aliens. A lot of alien chatter.
But jump in there. Jump into the little where you're from thread and put where you're from so we can continue our world domination. I wanted to mention we for sure had people in Germany and Britain before.
Kevin's got Twitter, Scouts Tarot. There's nothing there, but follow him anyway.
Brian's got Twitter too. It's at Zen Iron Man.
It's protected right now because I'm trying to get a job.
Still, go
Beep.
There.
I mean,
it's fine if it's protected.
You can follow me,
but it's locked.
Yeah.
Somebody want to? I can talk about my own website.
Oh, Ben
it's
has
fine.
A website that he famously does not update. I'm making all this up.com.
But I used to update it weekly for five straight years.
Right.
Is that not enough? Now I just update this podcast weekly.
Yeah, I used to host a podcast. You can't just skate by on things, Ben.
Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Doesn't cost anything, and it helps us out a lot. And gets those investors.
Yeah.
In the sauna.
Now we have item number 9, which, as everyone knows, is thank you to. And I'll turn it over to Brian this week.
I want to thank Kevin and Ben for inviting me to this wonderful event of our 3-year anniversary and also for keeping on building the podcast into something wonderful, and Shira for running away in the middle of my little tribute.
Aw, thanks, Brian.
Spoiler alert, magic is real.
Is You said that Julia had been to every state except like five. At what point do you start classifying it like that? Because I've been to every state except like 40, but I wouldn't say that.
It's sort of like, when does a pile of sand become a beach, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think when you get to 45 states, that's when you start classifying.
So if I was like, I've been to every state except for six, nope, then you'd be like, no, get out of here, you poser.
You've been to 44 states. Let's get it real. Yeah.
But then you're just bragging. Like, every state except five seems like you're kind of saving time. But if you say I've been to 44 states, people are like, okay, we get it.
Okay, 45 states would have been a better way to say that. I would agree with you. But in my mind, with the way I was saying it, I was going to be like, she's been to every state. But then I realized like that she hasn't, because we had this conversation like 2 weeks ago where she was like, I haven't been to these, and these. And it would be not truthful if I was like, she's been to every state. That's just not true.
She's just been to all the good ones.
She hasn't been to New England, which I feel like New England would be some pretty cool states for hiking and things like that.
Oh, is that so? Those are the five states she hasn't been
in
to?
Idaho. In a Idaho? Couple New England states in Idaho and Hawaii and
Alaska.
So maybe.
So two New England states.
Something like that.
Maybe it's less than that.
All right, whatever.
I think that somebody needs to do some fact checking. I'm an amateur traveler.